I don't have time to read it. Jesus got baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. Chapter 3. Jesus got baptized in water and the Holy Spirit. Down in the water and the Holy Spirit, the dove of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is ministered as a man, and he had to have the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God, and you will never operate in authority without the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God falling on you. Fell on Jesus, and then where did the Holy Spirit take him immediately? To be tested by the devil. To be tested by the devil. If you get anointed and you begin to take authority, you will be tested by the devil. But don't fear. God has to test you so he knows whether he can rely on you, whether you will believe, regardless of what the enemy tries to do in your life. Now, this is the background. So Jesus gets baptized in the Holy Spirit. The devil tempts him, but verse 13, when the devil had finished every temptation, he departed him until an opportune time. Satan will just depart for until an opportune time. He's going to try to come back at you, and the more you begin to try to take authority, because he knows you begin to take authority, and Jesus is your authority, and he gives that authority to you because he's your head and you're a part of the body. Exercise authority based on the Word of God. I mean, this you will rob from Satan's kingdom, and he is desperate to do something to come at you, and he will come at you any way he can. So the more you are attacked, now it's not that you look for attack. I don't look for attack, but I know how to meet it, and you've got to learn how to meet it, because if you want to be used by the Lord, you're going to be attacked. And the more you learn how to meet it, and the Lord you come through those attacks, the greater God will be able to use you. Some people don't want to risk anything. They will never be used by God much. I'll tell you why I would never do that, because in the end days there is such deception, there is such falsehood, there are so many things that are coming, they may fall away. There is a great danger for people who are not in the Spirit, anointed by the Spirit, and seeking what God wants. If you don't seek what God wants and be filled in the anointing of the Spirit, you may fall away. I would not risk it. Amen. I would risk everything for Christ.
Absolutely.
Everything for Christ. And Jesus answered, verse 14, Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit. In the power of the Spirit. He had a great anointing. Did you know that Jesus had greater anointing sometimes than others?
Yeah.
One time he prayed all night, and the anointing of God was upon him. Jesus, this is, and he ministers as a man. I mean, I'm not under the same anointing every time I teach or minister. Sometimes there's a greater anointing of the Spirit of God. I believe there's a great anointing of the Spirit of God tonight. And the news about him spread through all the surrounding districts, and he began teaching in their synagogues and was praised by all. For a while. For a while. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And it was his custom, he entered the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. And the book of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him, and he opened the book, and he found the place where it was written. Now listen. You want to overcome? You're going to have to learn what it is that Jesus, what ministry has given everyone. You want to preach the gospel to the kingdom? You want to be sent into the fields that are white unto harvest? Well, it isn't just with some mild message. It is the fullness of the anointing of the Spirit of God and the fullness of the message. And here are the five things that Jesus ministered in, and he wants you to minister in. Now, I know that you won't immediately enter into all these things. You will have to gradually go step by step by step by step. Just keep going, just keep going, just going, just keep going. I'm walking. I'm up to 72, and I'm still walking. And I'm going to walk till I'm 82 whenever the Lord has me. However long the Lord has me on the earth, I'm going to keep walking. Hallelujah. Praise God. And he keeps strengthening me and keeps anointing me. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Is the Spirit of the Lord upon you? You will never overcome if the Spirit of the Lord is not upon you. You've been baptized in the Holy Spirit? Then walk in the Spirit. Seek the anointing. There are many anointings. There's one baptism. If you're not sure you've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, then ask for prayer. You don't want one aspect. You want everything. Make sure you're entering into everything that God has. Heal the brokenhearted. People are brokenhearted. All over the world, everywhere, Wilmore, everywhere. People are brokenhearted. And God wants to heal the brokenhearted. He wants you to be involved. But see, it isn't just commiserating with them and saying, oh, I'm sorry. It's praying, knowing how to pray for them, to bring God through the Holy Spirit, because God heals broken hearts. God heals broken hearts. I don't have time to talk about each one of these. He wants you, second, it says, to the poor in spirit. This doesn't mean just the poor people that are materially poor. Anyone who knows they are needy, preach to them. If people are arrogant and they think they have everything, give them the gospel and wipe your feet off. Go to someone who knows they have need. We all are needy, but a lot of people are arrogant and don't want to admit. I don't care how far I've walked, how far you've walked. I am needy. Go to the people who are in need and preach the gospel. This doesn't mean you become a preacher or an evangelist. It means that you witness. That you witness. A witness speaks about those things he has experienced. And when you receive the life of God to be saved, the life of God to be filled with the Spirit, the life of God to be healed, the life of God to be delivered, you experience it and you'll tell about it. But if it's an idea in your head, you may not tell about it at all. If it's just a doctrine in your head, if it's some life you've experienced from Christ, you will tell about it. We tell about the things we have experienced. Now, what's the next one? Release to the captives. The word captives there is literally in prison. Like in a prison that there are bars where people can't get out. And release of the captives, some people are in demonic prisons. They are in bondage that they can't get out of. And Jesus will set them free. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. Jesus will set them free. If they will repent. And if they will receive. Some people won't receive. Some people won't repent. I could tell stories. I don't have time. I've got to get this outline. I've still got a ways to go. I've got a ways to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. I hope you're praising the Lord. Recovery of sight to the blind. He wants to heal physically. He wants to heal people physically. I don't care what your problem is. He wants to heal physically. We don't see much physical healing in America. Much more in foreign countries. Much more. I've seen more in Kazakhstan. When I was there 6 different times. You just see, but people respond more. You know, if you tell them this is the word of God, oh, is this what God said? Here I am. Pray. I'm ready to receive. I've had 75 and 100 people come at one time. That happened in Haiti many years ago. I had some people in the aisles. They packed the aisles. They couldn't get around the altar anymore. They just packed the aisles. So we just had to begin to speak in the Spirit and just speak, and then God asked God to move. Because you can't pray over individuals in situations like that. And set free those who are downtrodden or crushed. So many people are just crushed. Oppression. Oppression, especially over the mind. Depression. Fear. We're a drugged society. We're drugged to drug. We drug our children. ADD. We drug our children. We don't know what to do with them. We can't control them. So we drug our children. Jesus can set them free! Man, I'd like to be able to go out to school and to be able to pray over children. I can't say that everyone would be set free, but I know some would be set free. Because God wants to set them free. He wants to set you free. Luke 10:17. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject in your name. And he said unto them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven. Do you know when Lucifer, as the angel of light, when he was over the throne of God and he rebelled, you know, that God threw him out of heaven? Now he still has access to accuse, but he threw him out of heaven. I was watching Satan like lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you, if you're attached to Jesus, I give you authority over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing indeed shall injure you. Do you believe it? Act on it then. Act on it then. I give you authority over serpents and scorpions. I said last time, Scorpio, the third sign of the original zodiac, not the astrology, but the original zodiac, was an Arabic term which meant great war conflict between Christ and Satan. But who wins? Christ wins. Christ has won. You've got to go into this to overcome Satan and demonic forces. You have got to know that you know that you know that the victory is won. It is won, already won. You don't have to win it. You have to participate in the victory that Jesus has won. I don't go into praying with people thinking, well, I don't know whether God wants to heal or I don't know whether God... Of course he wants to heal. Of course he wants to deliver. Their problems, don't have time to go into the problems. I'm trying to challenge you tonight with this message so that you will see that you can overcome, and God wants you to be an overcomer. Behold, I have given you that authority. Nevertheless, don't rejoice in this that the spirits are subject to, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. You know, you don't have to rejoice in the power of the spirits. Just rejoice, praise God, my name, and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Your salvation is full and complete. Now, 2 Corinthians 10, I use it all the time. Well, yes, 2 Corinthians 10. And verse 3, 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war according to the flesh. Are you warring? Are you warring? There's war in the heavenlies. You need to participate. Yes, sir, Lord. I'm ready. I'm reporting for duty. I'm reporting for duty. War in the heavenlies. We don't war according to the flesh, but the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to the pulling down of fortresses. And this is the fortresses over the mind that God wants to deliver people from. And every single human being has been in bondage or is in bondage to things. These bondages are fear, depression, resentment, hatred, bitterness, all kinds of negative things that get into our minds. Rejection is very powerful. I pray all the time with people who are in great rejection because they have been rejected by their parents. But all kinds of negative things here that people are in bondage to. And Jesus wants to set you free, not just in heaven, but now, right down here now. And the weapons I've already covered, three of them. Remember, we've talked about those. They are the Word of God, the blood, the cross, praise. Praise is a mighty weapon. Learn how to praise Him in all things. The name of Jesus. Pray the name of Jesus. By the way, that's Yeshua, which means God is salvation. Yahweh is salvation. Binding and loosing. Binding and loosing. Whatever we bind on the earth is already bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on the earth is already loosed in heaven. And the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, all that's authority. All right, now. Authority. Now, authority will result. And you take authority and believe and remain. That will release power. Now, this is the way to overcome Satan. That will release power. You cannot overcome Satan first without taking authority. Now, as you take authority in Jesus, and you have the Word of God, and you believe the Word of God, and you act on the Word of God, and no matter what the enemy does, you're faithful to the Word of God, then the power of God will release the power. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. After that, and if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? Satan has a kingdom, God has a kingdom. There war between Babylon and Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the kingdom of God, Babylon is the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of this world. Right now, there's eternal war, there's warfare Augustine wrote back in the 4th century, the city of God. And the theme of the book is that here is Jerusalem, here is Babylon. And the moment you are born again, you are part of Babylon because you're in the world and in the flesh. But the moment you're born again, you're also in Jerusalem. You're part of the city of God while you're still down here on the earth. Live that way. Live that way. So God wants, well, verse 27, and if by Beelzebul I cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? They accused Jesus of casting out demons by the devil. Consequently, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then what? The kingdom has come to you. And when someone is healed, the kingdom has come to you. And someone is saved, the kingdom has come to you. You bring the kingdom. Authority, power, fullness of salvation. You bring the kingdom, and Satan's kingdom is defeated. And he can't do anymore. He can't do anymore. And you have overcome. You have overcome. Matthew 16. Matthew 16, verse 18. I also say to you, this is Jesus, that you are Peter. This is Petros in the Greek. Small stone. Roman Catholic Church claims Peter and the Pope, that's the authority. No, 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 no. What wasn't to the Apostle Peter. He was just a stone. He was just a little pebble like we are. And upon this rock, cornerstone, Jesus. The church is built on Jesus. That's why God didn't want Methodist Church, Baptist Church, Presbyterian Church, Catholic Church, because he knew that there would be other authorities, and he wanted Jesus to be the only authority, and you to operate under that. On this rock, Jesus, I will build my church. And power flows in this true church, and salvation flows in this true church, and this true church establishes the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and Satan can't do anything about it. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you shall bind on the earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on the earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 9:35. I'm rapidly coming to the end here. Matthew 9, verse 35. Jesus was going all about the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every kind of disease and every kind of sickness. And seeing the multitudes, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and downcast. And he said to his disciples, the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest. But the harvest workers preach the gospel of the kingdom. Authority, power, salvation, establishing the kingdom. This is the proclamation of the gospel of the kingdom. The life of God flows. And so people are won to the life of God and to the power of God, not to some doctrine, not to man, but to God himself. You are a representative of God himself, of Jesus himself. Put yourself in the background. Get yourself as low as possible so that Jesus can be raised as high as possible. I couldn't read it, but in Romans 1, it talks about the gospel of the kingdom, and it says you must go from faith to faith, from faith to faith. Initial faith, but then you got to walk in faith, walk in faith, walk in faith, day by day. Walk in faith, walk in faith, walk in faith, walk in faith, walk in faith. How many Christians receive Christ by faith and sit? And then where can you find evidence in their life that they ever walk in faith again? You're going to learn how to walk in faith, not for selfish reasons, but so you can learn how to walk in faith so by your faith, Jesus can touch other people. You can't be used by God the way he wants unless you learn to walk in faith. Matthew 10, 7, 8. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely receive, freely give. This is the gospel of the kingdom. I don't pussyfoot around about it anymore, excuse me, but some people don't like to hear this, but God has commanded us, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely receive, freely give. You don't think there are demons around anymore? Well, just come with me. And if people are not raised from the dead, well, I've not seen it, but it's happening. The Chinese pastor that stood right here, sat right there, told us about two examples in two villages that he had been in of raised people being raised from the dead. I'm going to China. Praise God. I hope that I'll see the power of God released in a great way. Now, the key on this kingdom is the last a scripture for the kingdom is Matthew 24. Because Jesus was speaking about the kingdom and the coming of the kingdom. Now remember, you've got this divine order, authority, power, salvation, kingdom. This is what defeats Satan. Matthew 24, verse 4. Jesus answered and said to them, see to it that no one misleads you. Great deception is coming. It's already here, but greater and greater deception is coming. For many will come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and will mislead many. And you will be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place. That's not the end yet. Nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and kingdoms here are spiritual kingdoms. The nations are the nations of the world. The kingdoms here are spiritual kingdoms. And in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. Well, we've seen some of that. But these things are merely the beginning of the birth pangs. This is just the beginning. This is the beginning. We're not. What has occurred so far is the beginning. Now, the birth pangs are the second birthing of Christ on the earth, is what that birth pangs refers to. Then they will deliver you to tribulation. You are going to be persecuted. I'm not talking about the great tribulation of persecution. I believe that's the only part that we might be raptured out of. But some of this rapture theology is certainly unsound. Some of it is taught as if there is no persecution and everyone will be raptured out before any great persecution. That will be persecution. This is Jesus speaking. That's what he tells you. They will kill you. I mean, is that fairly plain? And you will be hated by all nations. Well, Jesus isn't saying, well, unless you might get raptured first. On account of my name, and at that time, many will fall away. Now, this Greek word right there, skandalizo, really means fall away, apostasy, and it's translated offended. That's a weak translation. Fall away. Now, see, we've got some of our Calvinist brethren who teach you can't fall away. Well, Jesus says you can. Says you can. In fact, Paul says in Thessalonians that before Jesus comes, many will fall. The apostasy is coming, and Jesus won't come until the apostasy. And you can't fall away unless you're in Christ. They will deliver you up to one another and hate one another, and many false prophets will arise and mislead many. And because of lawlessness, this is the Greek word anonymia, which means iniquity, sin. I mean, falling away from Christ, sinning against the law of Christ, is increased because most people's love will grow cold. But the one who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to every nation as a witness, and then the end will come. Praise God. You want to be involved? You want to be involved? I'm going to be involved. I pray that you want to be involved. And if everything goes right, I'll be in Haiti in June. I don't know when I'll be in China, but I'm looking forward to it. Now, I was going to spend some time. I'll only make a comment with one last aspect because it would take another half hour, and I'm not going to do that. The Scripture says that we need to guard ourselves, 1 John 5. He that is born of God does not sin. But he that is born of God guards himself. And the evil one does not touch him. And we need to learn ourselves. Now, this is not out of fear. When I put a seatbelt on in my car, I don't do it because, I'm afraid I'm going to have an accident. I don't intend to have an accident. Have had one for 50 years, please God. Helps my insurance rates. But guard yourself. Now here's it real quick, and I don't have time to really teach this because I think God wants me to bring this to a close. Every morning, I pray over my family. I have authority over my family. I pray over you people because when you come to this house, there's a sense in which I have some authority. I've prayed over you. I've prayed for you to be saved or filled with the Spirit or delivered or healed, and so there's a sense. Let's take my family because I always pray over my family. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I use our binding and loosing in the name of Jesus. I bind every, and here I go through what I did at the beginning of this teaching in August. I bind every personal level spirit, every ground level spirit, every occult level spirit, and every cosmic level spirit. Now, I don't have time, but if you get an earlier CD, you'll have the definition of what those are: personal level, ground level, cult level, cosmic level. I bind every oath, every pledge, every curse, every blood oath curse that has been made by people or people in the generations. Then I bind every soulish prayer. A soulish prayer is, and people pray, non-Christians pray. And Christians pray in soulish ways. Soulish prayer is you're praying what you want. You're not praying the will of God. See, the Bible says that He'll hear you if you pray the will of God. And He doesn't want you to say if it's your will. You're supposed to know His will. If you don't know His will, then wait until you know it. His will is in the Word, mostly, but then sometimes He has to speak it. But He says He'll hear you. This is 1 John 5. This is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. If we know He hears us, whatever we ask, we know we already have the petition and desire of Him. People don't know how to pray. I didn't know how to pray until I got in the Bible. I was in the Methodist Church all my life, and I didn't know how to pray because I followed the patterns of people I heard pray. If you don't pay attention to what the Bible says, maybe next year one of the series I ought to do is prayer. But a soulish prayer is praying your own will. And people will pray soulish prayers over you. And you need to cover yourself with the blood against soulish prayers. And then there are false spiritual prayers. Satanists pray. They fast and pray. You don't think they have any power? Well, they do if you don't understand the protection that Christ gives, and so plead the blood. And then every morning, and I don't have time to teach on this, I put on the armor. Ephesians 6. I literally put on the armor. I gird my loins with truth. I take the breastplate of righteousness. I shod my feet with the gospel of peace. I take the shield of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I take the helmet of salvation. I put my hands on my head. I take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of hope. Divine expectation, eager expectation of what we do not yet see, protects my mind from the wiles of the enemy. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That's the only offensive part. The sword of the Spirit of God. And you know the part that that people forget? And boy, this is controversial. But you need it. To pray in the Holy Spirit. To continually pray in the Holy Spirit. I'm sorry for some people who don't like this, but that's praying in tongues. You don't have to. But man, I mean, if you would come around here in the morning, my wife can testify to this. Sometimes they get too loud, I close the door over there. I am praying in the Spirit. I prayed for you 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 in the Spirit. Practically everyone, not quite. But most everyone here, a few that I prayed in the Spirit. If your name is on the list, I prayed in the Spirit for you. I don't know how to pray for you every day, and I continue to pray. I pray for, I don't know how many, I don't know I, how many names I've got. I've got 130 names, I think, on the fellowship list, but I pray for a lot more than that. But I mean, I pray in the Spirit. You need to pray in the Spirit.